Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is going to get uncomfortable. I think we're probably going to have to fire up some VD today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Voice disguiser.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, not everybody wants to admit. We want to hear busted stories. Like how you busted them or how you got busted.
That's the one like that might need.
If you're a cheater, like there was a Reddit thread I was looking at, and it's like, when somebody's, are you the type of person, if you know one of your friends is getting cheated on, you can tell them?
I don't think I've ever been in that situation.
Really?
Yeah.
I have. And it's
been
very
tough. And you didn't tell.
I'm friends with both of the guys. The guy telling me how he's sleeping with the other guy's girl. I'm friends with both.
Wait, it was a double whammy?
No, it's like.
So you, guy's got a girlfriend. One of the guys is sleeping with the girlfriend. One of the guys is like with the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. And you're friends with both those guys.
Yeah. And they're both. Like one's like, I'm so happy with my girlfriend. The other one's like, hey, yeah, I'm
sleeping with her.
I don't know what I genuinely don't know what the guy code is. I didn't say anything because because
you're violating guy code one way or the
other way. So guys, it's a cop out, I guess. But we're just like, shut down. Don't say anything because there's lose. So I'll just stay out of it. I don't know. I would love any advice if anyone's getting that.
Well, I mean,
20 years ago
on this Reddit thread or whatever, it was like this dude. Like, do you have your neighbor's phone numbers in case, like, you see a water leak, like, hey, like, oh my God, your sprinklers are leaking, whatever. This guy's at work and his neighbor goes, go home now. And he's like, what? He just sees a text from his neighbor going, you should go home.
Oh.
He's like, okay.
There must be an emergency.
Yeah, so like there's a water leak or something. He's seeing something, so he just jumps in his car, goes home, walks in the house. Wife is getting after it. That's how he busted, was a neighbor ratting it out.
That's good. That's a good neighbor.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
There was another one. Like, I know somebody who got busted. This is so dumb. Like, if you're having an affair, first, just stop. Okay? Just break up with your sigiller and go be with that person.
Absolutely.
Doing the affair thing is so stupid. They got busted by 470.
Huh?
Because you're just not thinking about it. You're like, I got to work late. And then you jump on 470 and go somewhere. And like if your sig other goes, man, we're paying a lot more tolls. And it's like, oh, you jumped on at 2 a.m.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah, what were you doing? I thought you were working.
Oh, that's so. Because, I get those emails now.
I don't even look. I just go, oh, they took another $35. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't ever go look and go, wait.
Right.
My son jumped on the toll at what?
And why was
He getting on in Aurora? Oh, who's he know in Aurora?
That's so crazy.
Do you know what I'm saying? And they just got busted. It was like, no, I have to taking the night shift.
Oh, and you think you're being smart because you're like, I'll take the fastest route.
Yeah, I got to get home. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But they got busted by 470s.
Tolls.
So if you've been busted or you busted somebody in an epic way, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423, call or text.
I have a couple, unfortunately.
You busted them.
I busted them, yes. The main one, there's not much of a story. She was just pregnant.
came to you and told you? Or
yeah. You're like, and I had been living, I was like at school, so I had not seen her in a long, long time.
That is
nine months, something around there.
Was, yeah.
Great way to get busted.
Yeah. Another time I went to the gym with the girl I was dating at the time, and she left her gym bag with me. So she went up to like do the ellipticals and stuff, and yeah. I was in the gym shooting hoops, and she's like, "You can just watch my stuff." And her phone kept buzzing, and so I looked at it, and it was a text from another guy, and it said, "Can't wait to make you squeal like a pig again."
That's guys, crazy. Don't ever send a text like that.
Yeah.
That could mean a couple things. But, yeah.
Oh,
what did you say to her? So she comes back, and you're like, "Hey,
yeah,
you have her gym bag."
And we had ridden together, so I felt like I owed her still the ride home at least. And we talked about it like on the way there. And
did you?
If someone told me that, I'd be like, "I'm never sleeping with you ever again."
Right. I'd be like, if that's what I sound like, we got problems.
Or were you like mad that you hadn't made her squeal?
I had not. I don't know. Okay. It didn't end well. Yeah. It's the only time I've ever told someone, "Get out of my car."
Good.
With a few more choice words, but.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Anybody else want to?
I mean, I've definitely caught someone because they got tested for something and it came back positive. And I said, "Oh, let me go as well." And wait, mine's negative? How do we have different?
Oh.
Yeah. That would have happened.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, also, thank goodness you were negative. Like, if they had given
but they
it
just
to you.
Came and they told you they were positive?
Yeah.
Well, because
I get
otherwise,
it.
They're just
but, like,
giving
I
it.
Don't admit it. I don't know. Oh, my God.
I don't know. There are certain things. It's just, like, pregnant, positive tests.
Yeah.
It's a dead giveaway.
Yeah, you're not getting out of it, I don't think.
Right. You can't go, "Oh, I don't know what happened." Oopsie.
Damn bidets. The other one that comes to mind, and I've kind of told it on the air before, but like someone that I know was visiting. They did a lot of touristy things while visiting. And then they also shot some salacious video of themselves to send to their side work.
Okay. Mm.
And then it came time to like recap their time visiting. So
with
they
their partner.
No, they were visiting alone here.
No, I know, but then they're recapping it to them.
No, they just went on their socials and went, "Oh, I want to put up my Casa Bonita photos." And
oh, no.
So they just grabbed a chunk. You know how you go in, you're like, select photo, you're like, check, 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 check. They just checked, like, "Oh, there's a big block of photos. This is my fun time in Colorado. Here's Casa Bonita. Here's the Alpine Slide. Here's like," and they just grabbed a bulk of thing, threw it on socials. Well, right in the middle of that,
they're saying a name.
They're taking clothes off and going, "I want to show you my body. I want to," like, they didn't remember that they shot a video in the middle of their trip for their side piece.
And the significant other was like, "You didn't send me that. So who'd you send it to?"
Like, I wouldn't need to know what you look like naked because
I do
that. So they were busted by, then all of a sudden their phone was like, "Boop." Do you know what you posted? And they're like, you take it down, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's like, especially if you have a lot of friends and you're in their feed.
Right.
So like everybody just saw it.
Right.
It's like, "Oh, I took it down." I was like, "Yeah, okay, well, I downloaded it." Unfortunately for me, I did not get to see it.
Bummer.
These stories give me hives.
Okay, well, if you've busted somebody or been busted, we want to hear your busted stories. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for, oh my God, broken-hearted people or people who break hearts.
Or cheaters.
Yeah. If you got busted or were busted, I don't know how to tell you this, but everything just crashed over here.
Oh,
so if you could just tell me the name of the call I'm picking up.
Let's do Paul.
On line one?
Yes.
Okay. Paul?
Yay.
Okay, sorry. We have you now, Paul. Things are getting weird there. What is your busted story?
My best of story is I had a spouse, and we had spent a lot of time together, and she had gotten a part-time job after I had the after our child started going to school. And about 30 days later, I started having these dreams when I go to sleep and I could see my friend's house, inside of his house, the carpet, the cigarettes on the table. I could see everything except them.
You were remote viewing your wife while she was cheating?
Pardon me, please?
You're remote viewing, like you were
like
tapping into it.
Viewing where she was going without knowing that's where she was going?
Yeah, I would go to sleep and have these visions.
Wow. What?
I wasn't expecting this.
Yeah.
I woke up and said, huh, I need to take my daughter over to my mom's house and drive up to find out if she's really there, and she was. So I knocked on the door and said, hey, my wife's here, and my friend's like, yeah, she's right here on the couch. Sorry, we just got done having sex.
Okay.
Oh, sorry about that, buddy. I was just borrowing her for a second.
Oh, my gosh.
Folded instantly.
I am so sorry.
This is an elementary school, a person I went to elementary school, junior high, high school with, everything, you know?
So you got betrayed by two people at the same time.
Yeah.
Have you moved forward?
Oh, of course. Yes, of course.
Good. Okay. Great.
But dude, what the hell?
Yeah.
How are you psychic? How is that possible? Yeah. Has that ever happened again?
I would have to have a heart attack and see I'm not going through this crap again.
Okay.
Wow.
That's the wildest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
like,
really,
there's no real explanation. It wasn't like
phone lines crossed.
Yeah.
But that, to another level.
That was the central. I had multiple dreams before that where I saw red dirt on the tires, and that was red rocks. That I would wake up in the morning and look at the tires on a car. She had red mud on the tires.
Dude, what? You're psychic.
Yeah. You might be.
That's okay.
I don't know, but I don't have those dreams now. It seems to happen when I'm in. When there are people that are close to my heart.
And they're screwing you over.
Something like that.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Well, thank you, Paul. I'm glad you got through it. You guys, there's no logical explanation what he just said.
No, there's not. He's psychic, for sure.
Even to have the, like, I'm going to go over there, I would be like, weird dream.
That's ridiculous. I had a dream about my friend.
Get in my car, drive over, and he did it, and then it's right.
I am second guessing all of my dreams now.
Oh, no.
But how fast did the friend, like, cave?
Yeah.
And also, she's here. You could say, we're planning something for you, but you'd be like, yeah, I just hit that.
Right.
Okay. Dave? Whoa. Dave!
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing in the background, but why don't you
Are
tell
you
us you're
digging a hole?
It does seem like he's burying the person who got busted.
Hey, well, I do on my time, guys. No, I'm at the end of a car wash. I apologize.
Oh! At the end of a car wash.
Oh,
okay.
The best part.
Oh, yeah. Did you red lights to make it seem like it's hot? Mine has like red lights at the end. It's so stupid.
No.
Anyway, who got busted?
Story, it's my now ex-wife. But I was working late one night on a Saturday. And that's when the Bluetooth earphones were first kind of being a thing.
Oh, no.
And I was on the phone with her. And told her, yeah, I'm still going to be a little while, blah, blah, blah. And she told me that she had some work that she had to do over the weekend, and it was going to be an overnight stay kind of thing.
Oh.
And she was actually on her way to get a cake for our oldest son's birthday party and had my future daughter-in-law with her.
Oh.
So she's talking to me, like, all right, well, I went to hang up, and I hit the earbud, and, you know, I thought it hung up, but it didn't hang up. So I heard from her own mouth that the whole thing was a scam, and the guy that she used to date and sleep with was coming into town, and she was meeting up with him.
She told her future daughter-in-law?
Yep.
That's weird. Could you imagine being the daughter-in-law? Okay.
What family am I marrying into?
Right, now I have to.
You're psychotic.
Wow.
Hey, you're... car phone cleared up just in the nick of time.
Yeah,
thank you for the end of that. Jane?
Yeah.
Busted.
Yes, I had a story about my brother-in-law.
So he and his girlfriend, they were engaged and they broke up. And it was kind of a bad breakup. And he told me that he went into her house when she was gone and he would just look around at everything in her house. And she ended up coming home. And so he couldn't get out of the house. Oh. And so he hid in the closet downstairs and stayed there all night.
Stayed there all night?
And did she have relations while he was in that closet?
She did not. Oh. But I told her that he was, that I told her that he did that.
You busted him for breaking and entering.
Okay. This is taking a weird turn.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, no one likes it, but we still keep doing it.
News. News. Decide this is news or nope.
Come, come. We still nope free this week?
We are.
I think so. Yeah, might
it's
be.
Very strange.
Now come with on, less nope.
Now with all news. A good evening. Do you want to go, Dean?
No, you've already said good evening.
He was like, literally,
I know, it's real confusing.
At a loss. Okay, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I am.
You don't this have is, a story, Lester
no,
Holt.
No, I do.
Okay.
I do. Danica, what is her last
name?
McKellar. Danica McKellar. She was from the Wonder Years. When I, like, literally, the reason I'm saying is I don't even know her very well. I just know her face.
Wait, is she Winnie Cooper? No.
I don't know.
Who was she on Wonder Years?
I don't know. I just need
you. Do you,
you
have
to
a story?
Read this headline. She is Winnie?
Winnie Cooper.
Okay.
Yeah.
She is admitting she gave birth to her son Draco, who is now 15 years old.
And she named her kid Draco.
She did. Yeah. And 15 years ago. 15 years ago. So yeah.
I know somebody who named their kid Anakin. It's equally.
Yeah. Mm. She wanted everyone to know that she loved the taste of her placenta.
She ate her placenta.
Yeah, which is actually not that uncommon these days. I don't know. Apparently it has like benefits. Yeah, and she actually tasted it right after she gave birth.
Like raw?
She raw dogged
it? The doula
it?
Said, do you want to taste it? And she said, yeah. I was like, it was like the best filet mignon I had ever tasted, but more. I'm embarrassed how much
this
I loved it.
This confirms something I've suspected for a very long time. And I think it bears talking about. If you're going to eat the placenta, it's... I don't care what you say. It's a red wine kind of thing. You're not going to do it with a white wine. Mm. If she said it tasted like filet, you're not going to do a Chardonnay with placenta, right? You got to go big cab, maybe a Zin. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah.
Anybody who's fired down some placenta, I defy you to text in right now and go, oh no, it was a Riesling kind of day for me. I did like Gewürztraminer. I did like a Thanksgiving spicy wine.
It's put into like pills. And you are actually like eating it. It sounds like she said, I'm in the hospital. Let's do this, baby.
I've heard of people taking it home. This is no lie. I'm not.
But like it.
Into lasagna. Like, so you fry it up and have the little egg noodles with it.
Guys?
And then obviously lasagna, a red, confirming what I just said.
I don't like know what it looks like.
It's.
Is it clearish?
No, it's a chunk of meat. It's like an extra lip. This is how remarkable women are. It is the only time that a human being grows an extra organ. It's an organ. It's like a kidney, a liver, placenta. It's a thing, and it keeps your kid alive. And so it is a thing, and people like liver, right?
Yeah.
So not human, we think, but like firing down your placenta is not as weird. I personally would never do it, but...
Wow.
I'm happy.
I'm looking at pictures, like illustrations, not real pictures, because all the pictures are actually blocked off on my work computer. interesting.
It's a real, it looks like, and it's not pretty.
I would love to know if anyone listening right now has eaten theirs.
And if you're texting in, just let us know the wine pairing.
If you had wine, because you were probably also breastfeeding.
All right. Yeah. That was a fascinating story.
Thanks.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good news. The myth that's been going around that March Madness costs companies $1 billion in productivity.
Dude.
It's been proven to be false, but it's not really good news.
Okay.
The news is that, no, we waste that time no matter what. If March Madness isn't on, we're on Facebook Marketplace, we're watching cat videos, we're just
we're losers no matter what.
So it just fills in the chunk of time that we're already wasting.
Exactly. We're already wasting $1 billion worth of time every week. So good news, companies.
Joke's on you. Okay. Sorry. One more here.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but with these Apple updates, there have been changes to the keyboards, like the spacing, where the letters are. Not like E is on the third level or row now, but like
what?
They're just like further apart, closer together. So I have an insane amount of typos now, but I found the solution because click keys are back. You can get a little attachment that goes to your phone. And so it's like,
having a
little keyboard again. Yeah.
Remember the Sidekick on the T-Mobile chocolate?
Full keyboard
Yes.
or like a T9?
No. Full keyboard. Okay. Yes.
I'm not getting a keyboard for my phone.
But then it slides.
To do what?
To type. Keyboard comes down.
But you just have to slide to remove the T9 and get the full keyboard.
You're really getting it?
I didn't say I was getting it, but the option is there.
All right. This was fantastic.
Hey, it's time for a beanie battle.
Oh, I forgot. We're doing one.
I don't have the questions
ready. Beanie battle. We have time.
Okay.
Because TX going to go find caller 124.
I can't count that high.
12.
12 and 13?
Sure.
12, 13.
Got it.
All right. So if you want to win the very exclusive Slacker Show beanie, for all these freezing cold days we're having. Did we just step in it by buying beanies this year? Did we cancel winter because we bought beanies? Anyway, you want a beanie? You got to know a little bit about the news, some of the news or nope stories that may have happened this week.
Or the nopes, which.
Yes. And maybe a little bit about the show.
Mm-hmm.
Two contestants, number 12 and 13 at 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
We are going to do a beanie battle because these have gone so incredibly
well.
Yeah.
It's for the rare and elusive Slacker Show beanie, and the questions are impossible, so no one ever wins.
Where is our music?
Oh my God!
I was like, hello.
Sorry. There's a lot of moving parts here. Contestant number one is Tina. Tina?
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Are you a fan of the show? Do you really want a beanie?
Yeah, I'm super fan.
Okay. Ooh, super fan.
Wow.
I did see somebody on social recently, like the day it snowed, somebody posted with their beanie on.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
I was like.
Yeah, we get a couple tags here and there.
Love it.
Okay. Well, Tina, you're contestant number one. Meet your competition, Monisa.
Hi. Yay.
Yay. Ooh, she pulled it out at the end there. We should make that a point.
Sure.
But, they each got one anyway.
Yeah.
So first one to three wins, or whoever's got the most points after six questions, I guess is how it works.
If we run out of time.
Okay. If you get a question wrong, your opponent can steal it.
Correct.
So this could be over in three questions.
And I want to remind everyone, these are inspired by news or nope stories as well as from the show in general.
Yeah, because people are like, what are you asking about a news story? It's like, but it's a news story that was on the program.
Right.
Okay. And sometimes on the program just moments ago.
Correct.
Tina, you are contestant number one, so you get the first question.
Tina, okay. Travis Kelce has announced he will return to the NFL for one more year. Which team does he play for?
Oh, my Lord.
Chiefs.
Chiefs is correct for 1 point.
Don't worry, Monisa.
It's going to be a softball like that.
It should be.
Okay.
Monisa, how did I lose my question? There we go. Slacker was the only one who watched a male pop star's Netflix doc and live concert this weekend. Who is that male pop star?
Harry Styles.
Ooh.
Ooh, it is tied up. Okay. One apiece. Back to Tina.
Should we just go first to one and do a hard questions?
I mean, those were,
this is more fun.
Okay. Right. You're right. You're right.
I vote yes. I vote yes.
Okay. Tina, which pop star's home was shot at this week?
Rihanna's.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, right. It's Rihanna. Good.
No, stop.
All right, Monisa, you get the next question.
All right. Monisa, two kids from Colorado will compete in the National Spelling Bee this year. Which is one of their two cities? So you just have to name one of the cities that the kids are from.
Oh, Lord. This is terrible. Hold on.
We did just do this, but this I don't remember this.
I know it was yesterday, but I don't remember where it was.
Just take a stab at a city.
Yeah.
Lakewood? Probably not.
No. Is Lakewood not one of the cities?
No, it is not one
I don't
of the
remember
cities.
It either.
Really, guys?
Arvada?
No.
Castle Rock?
No.
Golden?
It was like a mountain country, a mountain town, maybe.
I think it was Boulder and Fort Collins. That one was tough. You're
correct.
Boulder and Fort Collins?
Mm.
Wow. Here's the deal. Tina, the next question is for you, and you would hit three.
Oh, gosh. Now I feel bad.
Yeah, you should.
You should feel horrible, Erica.
Oh,
wow.
She's her name. Bonus point.
You can call her that lady. Okay, well, go ahead.
That's interesting, because the next question is, what are the names of the four members on the show? This is for Tina.
Okay, easy peasy. Slacker, Aaron, Erica and Tiak.
Ooh.
She got it.
You win a beat!
Someone too. That one was tough. I feel
was in news or no.
Here's the thing. Monisa?
Yeah.
Erica has a private stash.
Yeah.
If she wants to, she can give you her own beanie. For the terrible question
that
she
that
gave. Like, what is the square root of 4,200,000,000? Yeah. Like, the city the Spelling Bee kids are from, Erica?
We did the story, did we
no
not?
No wonder people think of you as that lady.
I want her to have a beanie.
Okay. Monisa, hang on. You're winning a beanie. Tina, you knew the most. You win a beanie. I think next week we just get two callers and hand them.
Whatever.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It is time for Other People's Problems. We abbreviate it OPP. What do we got?
We have Rachel today, and she has a problem with her friend's husband.
Hmm.
We're gonna cut him out.
What is it?
Full
Uncle Joey.
House, not Uncle Joey.
Yeah, it is. Uncle Joey.
I thought Joey was...
No, John Stamos. John Stamos.
Uncle Jesse. Yeah.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cut it out. Okay.
Anyway.
Help. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Rachel?
Yay.
Yay.
Sorry about the tangent
Who's
there.
Who's your favorite Full House?
They were the Tanners, actually.
Oh. Okay. What's going on?
Okay. Yeah. So my friend's husband, basically, in a couple words, he's a total Debbie Downer. He's just like really serious and negative all the time, and like we just want to relax and have some fun, but he's total buzzkill. Like anytime we go out, like double date with my husband and I and my friend and him, it's just he's such a downer.
Okay. Ooh. Like, in what way? Like just a negative Nelly, or what else does he do?
Yeah, I mean, he likes to complain. And have you ever heard of the phrase energy vampire?
Yeah.
No.
He's like that. And like,
there's a reason why you haven't heard of it. Okay. We only say it when you're not in the room.
No.
So he sucks the life out of everything.
Yeah, like you're having a funny conversation, yeah. And then he's like, well, did you hear about the...
Yeah, did you hear about all those kids who have cancer? And you're like, right. What are you doing, man? Right. Why are you...
I was going to say that exact thing, and I refrained, so thanks for saying it for me.
Oh, okay.
Me.
Well, I'm the guy who says the thing.
Right. True.
Well, you said he's just serious, too, all the time? Can he not...
Lighten up?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like he has a sense of humor. And, you know, my husband, we've talked about this a little bit. He likes him well enough, but even he has mentioned to me that this guy is just like too draining to be around too often. And the rest of the friend group is also, there's kind of whispers about just how
have they been married a long time?
Around.
Like you've known them as a couple for a long time?
Yeah, for a while. Okay. We've only been friends for like a couple of years. Mm-hmm. I met her at work. So like, it's not like a long standing friendship, but I really like her. And I'm like, is there a way to like cut out the husband without it being
what?
Hey girl, you're invited to our holiday party, but please leave that ball and chain at home.
You don't mean kill him, right? You
no.
just mean well, you can't. Well, you're gonna wait. Hold on. You're gonna bring your husband and then have her not bring, or are you just saying to turn it back into girls' nights? Like you can't. Mm. You can't bring your yeah. husband and tell her she can't bring hers. That's absurd.
I don't need to bring my husband. I'd be fine with it just being, you know, girls' yeah. night. That's cool with me.
But you've sort of set, you have couple friends and you have, I mean, there are friends who are like, that's my friend. Mm-hmm. And also right. we do couple, but like, it sounds to me like you've established a couple friend relationship.
Yeah, it's kind of become a couple friends thing. And I'm
you
just
don't
wondering
ring
like,
that bell.
How I can handle this.
I think
if anyone's been in a similar situation.
I think you have to be really careful with it because you can't just go like, hey, by the way, your husband's lame. And then like, like start hanging out otherwise.
Or do here. I, or let do me just you. Do this real quick. 303-222-5423. I think this is a terrible problem to have, but I think you're not alone. I think this has probably happened before where it's like, I'm happy that you're happy with this right. guy. But like, we don't.
What's interesting is this is not, I don't like my friend's boyfriend or husband for her. This is, I don't like him for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's where it gets hard because typically it's like if you hate a friend's boyfriend, you can be like, hey girl, you good? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But it's not that.
They were together before.
Yeah. It's the like hard to be around socially.
Slacker. Have you ever encountered something similar, but the opposite? Have you ever, do you feel like people have ever talked to anyone you've dated and been like, you know, Slacker's just always joking. He never takes anything serious. Like, do you think there's the opposite side of the coin that's happened?
I would
happened?
Bet that's true.
I feel like it's probably happened
because I'm just
me
like,
too.
Rawr! Yeah. I'm a lot.
Huh.
And like, they're like, we just wanted to chill. And he just comes in and like, like Tasmanian devils it. I bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they ever went to my now ex-wife and went, hey,
we don't want to spend time.
He's a lot like
he's a bit much. We want to have a cool night.
Are you ever like upset when someone makes things more fun? You're only upset when they take away. And I'm not necessarily saying you, Slacker, make things more fun.
I make things way more fun.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, like uh-huh. you're only bummed when you're at dinner and like the conversation just keeps going down the pothole.
So then what she's asking and what we need you to call with is what's the protocol? Does she have to lose both of them?
Oh.
Can she, what's the terminology? Like, how does she, because one way is just like, yeah, my husband doesn't want to hang around your husband. It's like throw your own husband
it's
under
so
the bus.
Awkward.
Right. But it's like, but maybe she won't tell her husband. Just be like, girl, he's
are you kidding?
Like,
if someone was like, I don't want to hang out with Dane, I'd be like, Dane, we need to talk.
I don't know that you would, because it would just
I think
hurt
would
his.
Drop the
it
friend.
Would hurt his feelings.
Yeah, I would drop the friend, probably.
Yeah,
but can you? I think could you call him out? Like the next time, the four of you are all friends, mm-hmm. and if he says something that's a buzzkill, can you go? Geez, that's a buzzkill.
Yeah, hey, Captain, I mean, bring down. When'd yeah. you get here? Like, I don't know.
It really depends, like what he gets so caught up on. Yeah. Because if it's like something like his values is to tell you about the horrible things of the world, what are you going to do?
Yeah. If he's just the realist in the group.
Yes, exactly.
Where it's just like, y'all are getting caught up in how great this is, but like, have you thought about
right.
the plight of the African yeah. bumblebee? And it's like, what are you doing, man?
I haven't, like, actually.
No, I've given it zero thought. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
I fear she might just have to start being really busy.
But then she loses her friend.
But not always, but like maybe create a little separation and then be like, I'm dying for a girls' night. Let's go get a drink, just us. And like start to work that and it just becomes that.
I wonder if the friend is looking for this relief too. If she's with the husband all the time, maybe she even subconsciously is like, I need some fun
yeah.
because you're way too serious. And so are you leaving her out in the cold if you drop her?
Right.
All right, Rachel, we're going to get advice from other people who've had the, what did you call him? Energy vampire.
Yeah.
All right, Tiek, you need to leave the room okay. for a second.
So no!
If you have any advice, can she get it back to just girls? Can they get this guy out of the vampire phase? We need your help. 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 1059. We're trying to help. Oh, Rachel. Sorry. She just got a Debbie Downer friend.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like,
well, the friend is fine. It's the friend's husband who's.
Right. Wait, you. I know that we're all like in the Spider-Man meme right now because we can't say it. But we all have somebody a little like this in our lives, right?
Yep. A buzzkill. Yeah.
Yeah, just a person who like.
Oh,
and if you don't,
it's you.
No,
it is you.
Because
he never hadn't heard of it.
Yeah.
And he's like, why don't I know about this? It's like, no.
He's not the Debbie
If you
Downer.
Can't find the sucker at the poker table.
Yeah, I can never find
it's
him.
It's you.
I don't know what the sucker at the poker table is.
The sucker? If you don't know
the
who the bad player
money.
Is, if it's you.
I don't play poker.
Right. So, and you're also probably not an energy vampire like Tiek is. Mm. Anyway, she's trying to figure out how to like flip it back. And my whole point is that it can't be done. You've allowed them in as a couple. You either lose a couple, you got to lose both, or you don't.
Okay. Well, there's three interesting texts I want to get to here. The first one is actually exactly combating that. And it's saying, you blame your own husband. Hey, I really don't want to hang out with my husband tonight. Can it just be us girls?
Oh!
Like, I've spent so much time with him this week.
So it's not about your deadbeat loser
right.
energy vampire yeah. husband.
It's, and then maybe you kind of like work up to, like you kind of make that the norm. It's like, oh my, I'm just with him all the time. Can we just...
Yeah. As a husband, I think my most important role is scapegoat. That's what I provide.
Honestly, yeah.
That is so true.
That is so true.
It's actually your role on our show.
Oh, okay. You just keep going
No,
back.
But it is. Like, whenever something goes wrong, it can't be me, obviously.
No. Mm-hmm.
You're new, so right. we can't blame it on you.
Right.
Aaron's is a redhead. It's too obvious.
Yeah. So it's me. I'm good at it.
Yeah, he's great at it. Okay.
Years.
Let's hear another one.
Okay. The other one, I can't be friends or I couldn't be friends with somebody who has a poor opinion of my wife. So,
but do you think
saying,
you know that your sig other is a piece of crud? Like you're.
That's what I, right. But, or do you just love them and so you don't realize it? Is this
no,
an intervention?
No, I don't think yours is. This is going to be a really strange tangent for a second.
You always do it.
No, but this just came up the other day. Because I have friends, listen, I know I'm bringing it back to me and my dating life, but like I've had friends go, what's going on with your dating life? And because of things going on with my mom, ugh,
sure.
all that. But there's this other thing that I just realized. If you can't sit at my kitchen island with Josh, Ben, Cassie, Lori, like my neighbors and friends, we're not going to work. And so I am now running potential humans through that filter.
For sure.
I've never done that in my life. I've picked for me and suddenly I'm picking for them.
Oh.
I am the opposite of this person's. Because like this Rachel's friend should go like, my husband does not fit our group dynamic.
Right.
Like,
and I get it.
Right.
Right.
But I'm the opposite. I won't even be like, if I can't picture Josh and you trading barbs, you're not going to be my partner.
No, I understand that. When I was dating, it was like, if you can't hang out with my family, And I did date people who just didn't fit with my family. And that
didn't work out
well. Yeah.
But do you understand how limited the dating pool is already? And now I'm putting them through this ridiculous standard of trying to hang with my dumb friends.
It's not a standard though, because if you want everyone to get along and they're people that you love, like,
yeah, but if I found somebody who I really loved, wouldn't I just kick all my friends to the curb?
No. You love them.
I know, but it's weird.
You're opening your pool up. Actually, you should start dating people you wouldn't typically go for, but who would get along with your friends,
because they don't have to sleep with them. I mean, they kind of
They can still be beautiful, whatever.
I think it's weird because now you're like, not only do you need to approve of someone, Josh also needs to. He's not in the relationship.
Correct.
Who cares what Josh thinks?
I feel like I've made myself, I was already like, oh my God, am I undateable? And now you have to survive
a seven-person interview process.
You should love who you love.
Right.
And people in your life should support that or...
Or not be around, because that's the other option.
That's
for,
what's happening with this OPP. Right. She's like,
I don't want to be around.
I like my friend, but I don't want him. And this girl, if you tell her, what do you think she's going to pick? Like, if Josh came to me, if I was dating somebody who's like, she's a stick in the mud, I'd probably dump her. And I know that's terrible.
Reasonable. Now, if you're married to someone, that's a different thing.
Oh, then you'd have to kill her.
What?
Right.
Divorce is costly.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
I want to know what you guys would do, because I feel like I'm living like an out of body experience.
Oh.
And it's not even my thing. So I wake up this morning at like 4:30 a.m. to Dane hovering his head over me, like looking, and I'm like, hello? Yeah. And he's like, my phone's broken. And I'm like, and why are you waking me up? But then I realized he had an early meeting, so he didn't know what time it was. He thought he slept through it. He was trying to find, he wears contacts. He can't see anything. So he's trying to figure out what time it is. And so I finally just handed my phone.
My phone's broken. But you're trying to say, what time is it?
Right.
Do you
he
have an oven?
He was trying to see...
He was trying to see your phone.
He was trying to see the alarm clock on my side of the bed.
Okay.
But literally got it.
Okay.
Right. So I finally handed my phone. I'm like, set your alarm. It is so early. Leave me alone. And he sets his alarm on my phone, whatever. He decides to just get up because now he's panicked. Something's going on with his phone.
Oh my gosh.
He goes into his office to start work. This is like literally before 5 a.m. And he comes back in the room and he's like, I believe we've been hacked. Not we, but we being his company. I'm not going to share like details of like where he works or anything.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh. So then he couldn't get into his computer either. His phone literally is like, this phone is not connected to, like, it has been wiped.
Is it his work phone or personal?
It's his work phone. He does not have another phone. He just like,
oh,
it's his phone, but like work pays.
Nobody
for
wants
something.
To be the drug dealer and carry.
He hates. He hates. He used to carry two phones.
Yeah.
So for like an hour or so until I finally get up at like 7:30.
Oh my.
So God. More than an hour. He's just,
yeah,
I don't know what
time.
He's doing. I don't know what he's doing. I finally get up and he's like holding his iPad and he's like, I can text from this. So
he's on a life raft at this point.
Yes.
Like everything, the Titanic has sunk. And his iPad is the door.
Right. His iPad is the door. He is an iPad. Asleep. And I'm just like chilling. Like,
yeah. She's one of the violinists. Like, I don't care. What's happening?
I'm tired, man. Get out of my face.
So he still, to this moment, still does not have access to his phone. I just got a text from him, my first of the day. It's from like his email. And it's like, hey, babe, are you getting these? Like,
oh,
he's just
my God.
At home dealing with this.
He is living in the time of Lincoln.
And he goes, earlier, he's like, I'm just like living like the 90s. Like, you wouldn't have been able to reach me when I was out of the house in the 90s. And I said, I don't care. I am in 2026.
Yeah, you guys just, you're lost in time right
We've
now.
We've never known each other in a time that I couldn't just check on your location or whatever. Like, what if you get in a car accident? Like, what if something flies out of the sky? Like,
Okay, you're doing the thing that you do.
Is that how you say it?
Yes.
But to be fair, like, we as a society do not function without communication at all times anymore. I'm sure we could. But you would have to admit,
My son were suddenly...
Right. Stranded without a communication, you'd
when
be worried.
When I was switching from T-Mobile to Verizon, there was this 4-day period where the phone came to me and I had to ship it to Omaha, and it was just like, and his phone just went, T-Mobile was like, blah! And then
that's basically what happened to Dave's phone.
I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
But he didn't die.
No.
Nothing fell from the sky.
No.
You woke up next to him. He works from home.
Hold on. I woke up with him hovering over me.
Yeah, so that's a little, that does start you down the path of things falling. But like,
do you think you could, because it's so bad. It is so, like, I will say as much as cyber terrorism that's happening. Like, this is not just like a haha, we hacked you thing. It is so bad that he does not know when. It is not like, oh, and by the end of the day, or oh, by tomorrow. Like, this
like,
is
his
like
IT department is just like, they're like, waka waka. We don't
know. Like, some sources online are like, this could take half a year to recover. Obviously, like, maybe the phones will come back or he'll find another option. But, like, to recover everything that was lost.
Oh, my God.
Do you think you could live like this?
We have. Kind of.
Now, could you live today?
No.
I think you're lying.
This company?
Right.
Got hacked.
Oh.
Twice.
But did, like, your phone go out? Not, your email was out?
We did not get shot back into the 90s. But the radio station was just like...
It was just gone.
And it was... 100% cyber terrorism.
Yeah.
They were like,
we still have the letter.
Yeah, you like shoot us this much money and we'll turn everything back on.
Oh, no.
And I think, I don't know if we're allowed to say it.
That's fine.
I think we might have paid.
Okay.
It.
Okay.
Because we were hosed.
Right. Like, what do you do? And especially like this, Dane was joking before I left. Hope the radio towers are on. And I was like,
don't say that.
Yes, hopefully we're talking to you right now. Because he's like...
We don't even know.
This is like bigger than just...
I feel like I do live like this currently. I don't have my wife's location. My son, I don't have his location.
Well,
okay.
Right,
he doesn't have a device.
He doesn't have a device, right? He doesn't have a tracker or anything.
But you don't share a location with your wife. I do love that.
No. But no, I'm talking about the level of if you leave the house, there's no way to get in touch. Like... You go to the store,
Suddenly remember we need olives.
Or there's no call. Yeah, there's no calling and being like, hey, I'm running late. Or I'm like, could you live like that now? Because I certainly can't.
Well, I do that with my son because every day he gets on the bus and we say bye, just like it's 1997.
Fair.
Right? And then he...
And you like, you hope he's there at the end of the day.
Right. I mean, to Erica's point, there is now a tracker where you can make sure, like, when he scans this thing, it shows up on the app. You know, Leo's now on the bus, and it will tell you.
He scans to get on the bus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it'll say, like, I think he might scan to get off it, and it's like, Leo's now at school. And so it does.
Oh.
But I don't have that app on my phone. My wife does.
Right.
I don't have it.
Don't?
Yeah, I think it's kind of important.
To not have it?
Yeah, because my parents didn't. My parents didn't have it, and I'm fine.
I just think we're in...
What am I going to do?
Like, that is so different from the 90s. Like, not to get all doom and gloom. Yeah. Like, this is a different...
I think there was just as many pedophiles in the 90s.
Or are we just more aware?
I wasn't going pedophiles.
But, like...
We are definitely more aware. I would say it's a little more dangerous of a time.
I don't think it is.
No, it's way safer. They're way more alert, especially at school.
But it's also safer because we have the tools.
I don't know.
They just like lock the doors and stuff. You just have to like buzz in at the school now. You used to just walk in.
Yeah, that's true.
Going to visit, you have to sign in. You have to take a picture. You have to match an ID.
You have to stand in front of a camera and even get through the door to sign in.
Yes. Yeah. A lot, yeah.
Like, I've rolled up kind of like Eminem style with the hoodie up, and they're like, nope. I'm like, oh, hold on. Let me take some, like, the welding goggles off and like whatever. And they're like, okay, well, now you can come in to the first anti-chamber.
Right. Like, and then there's a couple more
before you could have access to a kid. I mean, we're not just talking about kids.
No.
Because, I mean, who knows who could snatch Dane up right now?
That's not funny. He also...
He's 6 feet tall, 250 pounds.
Hey, he is not 250
pounds.
How
much does he weigh?
Less than that.
249 pounds.
Less than that.
The Slacker.
Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Okay, I was listening to a podcast.
We have a podcast.
That's true.
Where do we get it? Is that on the iHeart? No. I think it is, actually.
It actually technically is.
And Spotify.
Yes.
But really where we want you to get
it. Wild, you're just naming them all. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Or you can listen to it over there on Cozy 101.1. Okay. What am I doing?
You should go to the Odyssey app. I feel so nervous.
O-D-D-Y-S-E-Y.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Okay.
Or Apple Podcasts. We're there too.
They're really
literally anywhere.
It's literally everywhere. Yeah. But if you go to Odyssey, it's probably the most complicated to find us. So,
okay, stop. I should have never brought up the word.
We're working on the issue. There's a ticket. That's
if you type in the Slacker Show, you're probably going to get something else.
Right. If you just type in the Slacker, you'll find it.
It's so. Sorry.
Okay. So I was listening to another show recently, and this question came up. And I'm actually like nervous. I think we might end up in like a brawl here.
Oh, let's go.
If you go to dinner with your partner, Slacker, use your imagination, and you put up a hand puppet.
Not your hand.
And
this is my partner.
There are leftovers. Say you both ordered two different things. I ordered the Caesar salad wrap and you ordered the burger. Somehow there's leftovers of both of them. They both come home. They get put in the fridge.
What kind of person brings home leftovers of a burger?
Yeah, I agree. That was a bad chicken parm.
Dude, you
chicken
like parm. Commit.
There's leftovers of the chicken parm. Yeah. Okay.
Unless it's one of those giant, like Chili's has that old timer that you gotta cut saw in half and you're like,
It's so hard to heat up a burger because it's got all the different.
Sucks you can't like
chicken parm is my other example.
Yeah. Who doesn't finish chicken?
Okay. Go ahead. So the leftovers are both in the fridge. Maybe you live with your partner.
Oh, you're going to be on the wrong side of this one, I can tell you right now.
Okay. Would you ever say you were the one who ordered the wrap?
Uh-huh.
The chicken parm was technically theirs at dinner. Would you ever go into the fridge and eat the chicken parm?
100% I would.
What?
Are you kidding?
With my partner? Yes.
Without asking if you can have it?
Without giving a heads up?
Yeah.
If I was your partner... And I come home from a long day of work and oh my God, I've been dreaming of chicken parm all day long.
Then you should have said, I'm going to eat that for dinner tonight. Because otherwise, if it's in the fridge,
it's not
we're together.
It's not. And it was not your meal to begin with.
It doesn't matter. It's our meal. Like when we're sitting.
Did you share at the table?
Sure. I bet, no, I bet
if,
you did.
What if you
did? I bet you did. Like, oh, God, you got to try this chicken parm. Oh, that is
and
good.
And that's your version of sharing?
Yes, that's sharing.
That's not sharing.
Sharing is like, I'm cutting this in half plate. And putting it on a plate for you, and you're having a half of mine. Like,
you are
splitting.
Not,
we do that all the
you
time.
You don't know what it's like to be immersed in a relationship where what's yours is mine, what's mine is yours.
I don't know. Okay. I, with a ring on my finger, don't know.
Hey, I've had lots of rings on my fingers.
They're all gone now. I wonder why.
I'm a slacker. It's fair game.
Hold on.
And your wife wouldn't be mad?
Nope.
It doesn't happen in that household because he doesn't eat anything that his wife eats.
That is unfair.
No, where it becomes extra true is my children who eat everything I bring home.
Yes.
They don't save it for me. Hell, I was going to eat that. Oh, the kids ate it. I don't have any say in that.
If it's in the fridge and somebody opens the fridge, you got to put a post-it note on there or like a skull and crossbones, Mr. Ick on there. That's not yours anymore.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It was my meal at dinner. It's probably going to be my lunch at dinner. The next day.
No. We just did this. Me and my son and daughter went to El Jardin. The fantastic.
I still need to go there
Mexican
and get a
restaurant.
Margarita.
We'll go together. Okay. We'll go.
Kind of keep saying we're going to hang out.
Let's go.
Okay. We keep fighting.
We were supposed to go to the Italian place, but somebody can't get a babysitter. Let's talk about it. Lucinda, by the way, we're not going to be there. I got to text her.
You should.
Cornelli's, we were supposed to come and we can't because,
Okay.
So I'm not blaming him, but I'm blaming him.
Okay. Cornelli's is a place where my wife orders a second entree to take home.
Thank you.
Not just a leftover.
Because
a
she's going to eat it later, not you. She is.
And if my
kids. Yes, Aaron!
I wouldn't eat it because I wouldn't like it. But my kids would eat it for sure.
Yeah.
I've gotten birthday gifts that my kids have eaten.
Your children are young. They can't just open the fridge, reach up for it, put it in the microwave. Like, they're not going to make it for themselves. So it's someone else's decision if they eat your food.
No, they just don't eat. They don't microwave it. They just eat it cold.
Cold pasta is dope.
My kids eat cold waffles in the morning. Like they're what, something's wrong with them.
They're running amok.
Doctors texted. They need help.
Here's my point.
Yes. Okay. So we went to El Jardin.
We ordered like they will smother French fries. They
have
French
fries nice.
In their, in their green chili, and if you want steak on it too, so we get this steak. And we ate about half of that. Then I ordered I had the shrimp tacos.
Okay.
So there was a couple of those left because we had so much of the appetizers. Noah had like the Mexican hamburger, like something. There was a lot of leftovers that came back to the house.
Okay.
Next day I was like, I might have some of those, the fries that were left. Open the fridge. They're gone.
Shared plate. Shared plate. Yep.
One of the shrimp tacos gone.
Plate. Okay. Also, I think we need to make a distinction between your children and your partner.
No, we don't.
Children, it seems fine.
No boundaries.
Oh, you guys just bolt backed off his tea hat.
I don't think it's right. I think kids are monsters.
But we're all one. That's we're saying the same thing. Like, we're one family. It's one fridge where the food feeds everyone.
If you were hungry, Erica, suspend your disbelief. You're going to be ex-wife number three for me. We're together, and you come home, and you're like, I'm so hungry. I feel a migraine coming on. What's in here? Oh, I'm gonna eat that chicken parm.
So
I
would
get
text,
after it.
You text your significant other and say, hey, I'm really hungry. No, I have a migraine.
Don't.
Can I eat the
you
chicken
You do not
parm?
Have to text.
Yes, you do.
You're that's hungry. You're my significant other. I want you to eat.
Dane does most of our grocery shopping. He works from home. Sometimes he'll buy things that are absolutely for the both of us, like an avocado. And I will still go, is it cool if I open that?
That's insane. We're together.
What if he's planning to make guac later on? He needs the whole avocado. Plan,
and then he goes to make it and he's like, my avocado's gone. And then I'm like,
I've been in this situation. Then I go, okay, I'll run and grab another one.
We're
partners.
There's a key difference for me. If I come home and find out that my wife has eaten leftovers for me, I say, good. I hope you enjoyed them because I love you.
And you hate leftovers.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He's saying the right thing. You
I
don't
love
get
you.
It.
I'm glad
all
you
you're thinking
it.
Is, I've been thinking about that all day.
No.
You should think of it like, he's so happy he fired down that chicken parm. He's happy.
But why would I be mad at that?
How could you?
My beautiful wife gets to eat food that I got and left for her.
I'm not even saying I'm angry if Dane eats my food. I'm always checking
if
it's okay.
You don't have to check.
And it's so respectful because he knows. What if she was thinking about that? Okay, 303-222-5423. I need text
right
now.
There's only one side to be on.
There's not only one side. It's either text and check or go ahead and eat it. You need to decide
because
I don't think we're going to find a way in this room.
Yeah, be in love or be selfish.
So you're saying that Dana and I are in love?
I'm saying
you're
in love.
You're keeping score.
Yeah,
we're
but
not
you're selfish.
Score.
Yes, those are mine. Those are his.
I'm just checking to see if he needed it.
Thus, you are keeping score.
Yes, that.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
I'm Emma Grade, host of Aspire with Emma Grade, a podcast where I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From culture-shaping voices like Mel Robbins to leaders redefining success like Tracy Ellis Ross to game-changing entrepreneurs like Mark Cuban, Aspire is about mindset, ambition, and doing the work that actually moves the needle. If you're ready to raise your standards and take charge about the life and career you're building, Aspire is where you start. Follow and listen to Aspire with me, Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059. Do you want me to leave the room real quick?
No.
You guys don't want to?
Oh.
You guys planning something?
We're not. Ooh. We should have, but it's too late now.
It's not too late. My birthday is not till the 28th. You have time to plan a birthday party for me. But it's on the weekend and I never see you, sons of...
Well, and my birthday's the day after, so I'm actually planning a thing on the 28th.
You don't... You are?
You're planning something on his birthday for you?
What else am I supposed to do? When you am I supposed to have... You're invited, but I know you won't come.
How am I invited?
Well, I haven't invited anyone yet, but you will be invited, but I know you won't come because it's your birthday. Where are
you
going to do
it? You want to say it on the air so listeners come?
I actually don't know yet.
But you're going to go out
and
steal my day.
You don't even like your birthday.
This year I do. Because it lands on a Saturday, I think.
Mm-hmm. It does. Yep. That's what mine's on a Sunday. Yep. So what am I supposed to do?
My buddy Chad wants to get together. You want to go hang out with him?
Why don't you just hang out with your friends and I'll hang out with mine?
No, because it's my birthday and I choose what happens on my day. I'll come do whatever you want on the 29th. But my birthday, I want something fun.
And I know you
guys, here's what I think. You guys are dumb enough to think I want the Costco thing. And I don't.
Right, that's
what I love Costco.
You wouldn't want that?
I'm just enough of an alcoholic to not have fun doing that.
Oh, but we could go to a bar after.
Oh.
Or before.
Let's explain what the Costco thing is for anybody who doesn't know.
Yeah, it's when, say, it was Slacker's birthday that we didn't plan, and you went to Costco. Now, you'd have to be going to Costco with someone so they could kind of guide you.
Hey, man, we should really go to Costco at 4 o'clock. It's like, okay, let's
go. Hey, I got to get some. Maybe Erin's the, you know, she doesn't have a Costco card, so she's like, Slacker, can we go to Costco? Great.
And then Erin just has me buy the stuff.
Right, but in this scenario, she's going with you. And then you're going through and you're like, oh my gosh, it's the Hacks. I just almost said your full ass.
It's the Hacks.
I almost said your full ass name and that felt weird. So you're like, oh my gosh, the Hacks. Great. So good to see you guys.
I'm walking by the samples of pretzels and he's just forking them down.
Right.
Like,
right. You're like, I know that sound from anywhere.
Yeah, that's Hack forking down pretzels.
And you say hello to them and you move on. Okay, well, have a great trip. And then.
Do you move on?
You do. And then you're
going...
Can
I just say, can I have a quick aside about this?
You're gonna anyway.
Well, no, here's the thing. This is one of my hugest pet peeves. If you run into somebody you know at the grocery store, at whatever, maybe step aside, Butch. Move. But they just stand there. Like, this happened to me the last time I was at Costco. Two people, and then they have their carts. Costco aisles are huge. Yeah. But now two carts will fill the aisle.
Huge, yeah.
And then they're just, oh my God, is Timmy selling soccer? I don't know. What are you doing? Lacrosse? And you're like,
okay. So
I
you
just
guys
need the fig bars, man.
Moved aside. And you spoke a little bit. And then you said, okay, have a great shopping trip. By the way, what are you doing at my Costco? That's pretty weird, right?
That's weird. Why are you out? Yeah.
At the and he's like, oh, we're running errands. Then you move on and, oh my gosh, there's your buddy Chad. Chad.
What's up?
Right, Chad, what's up? Okay, cool. Good to see you. We got to go get Erin something. She keeps leading me somewhere. Oh my gosh, three aisles down, there's Erica and Dean. They've snuck Swanson in. They've put a service jacket on him. So then you get through and you start to realize as you go, oh, this is planned. And then everyone meets at the food court for pizza and hot dogs and $1 Cokes.
I have never had any of those things, by the way.
Really?
It's wild. I know everybody, that's why they have a Costco membership. I am a 22, I just saw this on my card. I'm a 22-year member of Costco.
Hmm.
But I've never had a hot dog or a piece of
what?
Pizza. I know, it's
get
wild,
the hot
right?
dog at least every other time.
You do?
We split
it. Is it huge?
Yeah, we split it.
Okay.
Mm. I'm not
do you
even
guys
a member.
The way Tiak and I did? And we're like,
absolutely not. We cut it. Yeah.
That's so less romantic. Okay, so I just want you guys to know, I don't want that. Like, how many people would it take before you realize?
You'd probably realize on like the fourth or fifth person.
I would realize on the first one, Hack doesn't have a Costco membership.
Fine. Well, maybe put one in your neighborhood.
Yeah, but then you finish the round, that's great. Then you finish the round and you're like, who's going to be next? Like you start to get like, ooh, who else is here? It's exciting.
And the rest of you are just like trying to hang back by the like tampon so I don't find you.
Well, no, you're all strategically scattered through. And then once you've seen you, they go to the food court and then you realize at the end, oh my gosh, everyone's here.
This
to, like,
is my
out.
Surprise party.
Right. Okay. I don't know why you'd hate this so much.
Well, because you can't drink at Costco. Like I'd want my party to have some wine and spirits and
okay,
whatnot.
Then you meet up at the bar across the street from Costco.
There's no bars across the street from Costco.
Also, is it unethical? Because you're taking up a big chunk and you're
kind
not
of.
Like paying. Like,
you didn't rent.
Like you can't like have a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese without like
you can. You absolutely
them.
Can.
Interesting.
Isn't that kind of unethical?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never thought about that. But you are buying the pizzas for everyone. You're buying.
Okay, so like you true. Are, that's true.
But yeah, if I was walking through our Costco and I was ready for a hot dog and all the tables were taken
by just one friends group of, Slacker, of
people, I guess yeah. I'd be annoyed, especially if they're friends with Slacker.
Yeah, that's horrifying. I don't want that.
Okay, but here's the thing. Okay. You just went on a whole little rant about how you really are mad that we haven't planned your birthday. Correct. And then you're like putting stipulations on it.
Well, don't make it dumb.
Then you planned your own birthday, dude.
No. Yeah.
No.
Maybe
you know what? I want my birthday on your birthday.
Great.
No, because you want the Saturday.
Of course, I'm not giving up the Saturday. Why
not a Sunday brunch? Those are fun.
No, because that's not my birthday. That's her birthday. Why not? Look at her when you say that. Why not a Sunday brunch, Erica, on your actual birthday?
Because when's your birthday? Tuesday?
I don't know.
What?
Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah, yours would be. Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be celebrating a therapy.
She could make reason to celebrate either Saturday. But because our birthdays are that weekend, yeah. She's probably going to do the Saturday after.
Yeah. No, what's going to happen is she's going to go into therapy and go, Jack goes to this therapist. And then like 4 minutes later.
Slacker?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I have an update on my life.
Please say there's a woman.
No, I think it's a man.
Okay.
Why is that funny to you?
The moment we've all been waiting for.
Oh my God. I feel really strange saying this out loud, but I'm going to say it. I feel like I'm in a safe space. My dad lives at my house. 100%.
Oh, my gosh.
He's just there.
Is it the light thing again in your studio?
Last night I could look up the time. My phone blows up, waking me up because a room is filling with smoke.
What? So like
if you have a smart home and your smoke detectors are connected, it's like smoke detected, smoke detected, and it's like... And I'm like, what is going on? It's like, smoke is detected. Get out of the house. And I'm like, holy crap. And I look, what room is it in? My room.
Your room?
Whoa.
And there's no smoke in the room I'm in.
Oh my gosh. I don't feel.
And I'm just, I sit up in my bed and I'm freezing. And the temperature, I go to my thermostat. We're at 70 degrees. I'm like, what? There's no smoke near my smoke detector. And by the way, this is a fairly new one. I have the Nest Protect everywhere else, but like as they fail, they don't make them anymore. So this is like first alert. Were talking about this.
It's not potentially carbon monoxide.
Nope, it's a smoke.
I mean, you're alive today, so probably not.
You guys, this one light, he keeps turning it on.
Okay, that's because I was going to say, you said you changed it recently. Could it be something electrical that like accidentally caused it? No. But the lights are different. That's on a different thing. It's a different system.
This one light, TX knows the system. It's a Wiz.
Sure,
I have two Wiz lights total in my house. And and they're connected to each other in a room. So when you turn this room on, both the Wiz lights come on. He's only turning on one of them.
I have issues. I have my kitchen pendant lights are the same. It's one switch, but two lights. Sometimes I have issues with them.
But here's the thing. Like,
be a hater.
I don't touch a switch for this light. This lamp is on at all times. The only way to really turn it on or off is the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have to leave the switch on.
Yes.
Mm. All the time.
So the Wiz will do its thing. Mm-hmm. And instead of turning both things on, it just turns this one lamp on a color that I don't put it on. It comes on like a purple.
T-Hack, does yours change colors?
I have another light that has stopped coming on, even though I have it on the timer. It has stopped turning on. And then I don't know why. I don't know why.
Hmm. Maybe.
I mean, it could be. I'm willing to accept.
Your dad might be living in T-Hack's house, too.
Or somebody. Are you skeptical? I understand your skepticism.
You're making a big leap. You had a errant smoke alarm. How do you get from A to B? B is
because there's
why do you feel that that's your dad? Is a question, a genuine question. I'm not poo pooing it.
That's a good question.
I just feel like this kind of started like the day after or 2 days after my dad passed. And I have a little pile of gems. Like
what?
Stone, little stones. Like the
polished
stones. There's the rose quartz if you're like seeking love.
Yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah.
like
crystals.
Yeah, but they're some of them are just like polished. They're not crystals per se. Crystal is one type
kind of
of
a manifesty gem.
Sure. They're and they're just different minerals or whatever. And this one bluish, I brought it into the show for you guys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keeps jumping off my nightstand. Like the day after he died, I hear this dunk, dunk, and I'm like, what was that? And I turn on the lights and I'm like, can't find it. And there's one gemstone on the floor. And I'm like, what? I didn't just brush it. So I put it back up on my nightstand. A couple days later, dunk, dunk. And I'm like, what?
What does that one represent? Do you know?
I forget. We looked it up. It was like protection or something. So then I started to carry it.
Oh.
And I didn't like the way I felt. So I took it back home. And I've left it at home since then. And it stopped moving. But I moved it into my studio, which is where the light comes on.
That's right. The last time you told us about the light coming on, there was some reason you felt like it was your dad.
I was... this is complicated, but like also the day he died, I sat and wrote a little piece of a piano thing.
Right.
And I called it Climb. And it turns out some of the words that are kind of coming to me, and I've got a little version of it I can play for you guys, but like it's about my dad.
And then you were working on that, and that's when the light
came on. I was working
on
that night. I sat down, and that's when I wrote a lot of the words. And then as I got up, the light turned on. I was like, okay. Thanks for listening. I mean, all I'm saying, it might not be my dad. There's something, there's a ghost in the machine.
Do you think that there's any like unfinished business with your dad?
I don't know. I don't want to speak ill of him, but I don't think he was ever real supportive of me and the musical side, because I'm the runt of the litter and my brothers are like athletic and build stuff and I can do all that stuff, but it's like
he just maybe didn't get it.
Yeah,
but is this like his way of maybe. Like when you're working on the music, he's like, I get it,
but why do you make my smoke detector go
that
off?
That I don't know.
There's no way it's faulty. It's been in long enough that it would have failed already, and it should have failed again.
I don't know, but you said it was newer.
Yeah, but
right.
It's like, it's the room is filling up. Like these things, when they go bad, they tell you they're going bad. Mm-hmm. They go, sensor doesn't work. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I have things like when I lock my door, it's like an automatic thing where you just press the button and it'll go, ooh, cannot lock door.
Yeah.
It's locked. I mean, it's just like I don't know. It's just like tech, and it's like, it is locked. And when you come and you unlock it, it unlocks it. And it's like, well, how did you unlock it if it wasn't locked?
But it's
it gives me the alert, the verbal alert.
Will you come spend a couple nights in my house?
Sure, yeah.
I wouldn't.
I know you believe.
I'm in on it.
But my dad wouldn't hurt you.
No. I just don't like the idea of a spooky presence.
It's not
spooky.
That
your dad's
spooky. Aaron's like moving in right now. She just grabbed a bag.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not afraid of it.
I think it's like a hug from him. I think it's...
making my smoke detector go off in the middle of the night. Love
yeah, ya. That one, I'm not sure. Maybe he didn't want you to get such good sleep.
All right. So I'm looking for theories, electricians, paranormal experts. I'll let a paranormal expert come to my house.
Okay. Yeah.
But they got to come on the show first or after.
100%.
Okay. Deal.
If you're a Ghostbuster, text in right now. Not a ghost. You know what
I mean. Who are you going to call?
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I may have gotten myself into a little bit of a pickle.
Hmm.
And Aaron might be the only one who can help me.
Can I just... yeah, that was my reaction.
Okay.
It's like... there's the bottom of the barrel. Oh, there's Aaron.
No, I think that if I'm asking you for help.
I'm kidding. You know what? She just did. Oh, man, that's so good.
What?
She didn't respond.
Yeah.
So she's just going to let the listeners come at me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah,
oh, my God. It's so smart to just be like, oh, he can hurt me all he wants and I won't even say anything. I was kidding, everyone.
I am not kidding when I say this. I think if I'm coming to you for help, Slacker, we're at the...
No, I'm smart. Yeah. I give great advice for other people. I just don't follow any of it in my personal life.
Okay.
Well, I think Aaron and I are kind of the same party.
Just ask them both.
All right.
So I talked about this a little bit. Dane and I scheduled a dance lesson to prepare for our
wedding. Been wanting to ask how it was, but I've also been wanting to like give you space about it. Just in case it was like personal? Because it is a very personal thing. I don't want to intrude. And what if something happened?
Hold on. This room, we ask each other the most on air and off air. There's no boundaries.
That's true.
Zero. And this is
about
a place.
About certain things. I know that there was nerves and apprehension. So like, I will be delicate around that.
Okay. Who was nervous? You or Dane?
Dane. More so. Dane is the one who really wanted to do a class because he's like, I don't want to get up and dance in front of like 100 people. But I'm going to have to. So we got to like get this, you know. Okay. So we go and we do the class. I feel that it's not against Dane. Hold on. Let me say that very clearly. I just feel that I really hope this woman isn't listening. Dance people are specific people.
They're different.
And she was awesome and I loved her and it was great. But it was like we came in and we're like, we'd love to learn a few moves. So that we can like put together our own dance. We don't want to do this like big choreographed thing. It's not like,
but just a couple of like
1, 2, 3, we're walking here and then we're doing this. Like that's not our style.
But you want him, do you want a couple country moves where he like pushes you out and does a like, cause that
probably
country
not a
swing
country
thing
move, but more of like a spin in a more of maybe a waltz,
a kind dip
of spin, a dip. We've really got to learn how to do a dip. I got to tell you that. Cause
who's dipping who?
He's dipping
me, just saying.
But I'm not very trusting with a dip.
Can see that.
Yeah.
He's strong. What are you talking about?
He's so strong. I know. He could bench press me.
Of course. Then let him dip you.
Okay.
But there's control issues.
Right. I admitted it.
I wasn't thinking about that.
Right.
She's going to be, what did you call it? By the time the dance happens, she's going to be cranked. You said a word.
Crunk?
Crunk.
Crunk. There it is.
Crank.
I couldn't remember.
Okay. So crunk, this woman, there was no, she was like, no, first we start with like connection exercises. And which
what?
Like, I think Erin understands because she was a ballroom dancer.
Connection exercises.
Because like, I had to learn how to let him lead and like, I'm not very good at
Because there's resistance.
That.
I'm following you. You have to tell me where to go. Not by saying step to your right, you have to tell me with your body. So you're connected.
So he has to learn to lead her and she has to learn to surrender.
Correct.
Which is a full flip of their real life roles.
A little bit.
Yeah. Oh my
he
God.
Leads at times, but and by the end of the hour, it was like we had danced for 8 minutes. You know, like it wasn't very much. So I just don't. So then she's like, well, here's our packages of like doing more classes. And I'm like, I loved her. Like I would go and learn from her. And it was also really fun to do a date that was different than anything we've ever done.
And were you sober? Sorry.
We were sober. Okay. Yeah. But I'm not sure. I don't want a choreographed dance. Like, is there a world out there where I can get what I'm looking for?
Yeah, totally. Okay. You don't have to choreograph like a whole thing. They can teach you like 5 different moves. And then you put them in order. Do whatever you want. It's just so you're comfortable.
But how many classes will it take
to
get her there?
I know.
Does she have to buy a 5 package?
It
depends
on the place. The place that I used to work at had 3 25-minute lessons.
Oh, wow. Those were quick.
Okay.
And then they'd send you home and have you come back. You practice. You did your homework.
I just can't. I'm not like a waltz girl.
Why are you learning a waltz? Is the song you're going to dance to a waltz?
I was going to ask, do you have the song you're going to dance to or not yet?
I do have the song.
And does Dane know it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's our first dance.
Well, I didn't know if you were keeping...
He doesn't know what I'm walking down the aisle.
I don't know where the control is.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I got a story, really more of a pro tip. Before you commit a crime, get your rest.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah. I've got a story about something nude and large. Nope, sorry, nude and at large.
Oh.
Pays the same in some neighborhoods.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Virginia.
Oh, is that more like
the Commonwealth. Virginia. Huh?
Meet Virginia.
That's kind of where my head
went. I can't wait to. Why are we doing Forrest
Gump? No, he's from Alabama. I don't know.
From Alabama, but then he ran across the whole country.
People in Virginia are very, very concerned because they are asking. Oh, I'm sorry. Not just people. Police in Virginia asking for the public's help.
Okay.
Because there have been a series of early morning break-ins from a nude suspect. So what they've been doing all night, I don't know. But then they're just like, it's morning, I gotta get indoors.
And they just start breaking.
Yeah, detectives are saying there have been 4 incidents within 3 days in the same cluster of neighborhoods. In each case, a nude burglar came into the homes through unlocked doors. Hello, lock your doors.
Hi.
Residents were asleep. And then they'd awake and they'd go, that's a nude man. And he would run away.
Wow.
So police do think that this is the same nude man in all 4 of the break-ins, but no guarantees. Okay, we need to wrap this up.
I just booked my flight to Virginia.
To look at a nude man?
Yes, I'm just really desperate right now.
Oh my gosh.
All right, well, that's the story. They're literally looking for this nude and
shouldn't be difficult to find
man. Or
at large. He's at large. He's large.
He's at large. He's at large. Maybe it is just difficult to find.
Okay, I have a story from.
You didn't even get it.
I didn't. France.
Oui, oui. Oh, oui, oui. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Oh, baguette.
French fries.
A buffet.
Emily in Paris.
A dude in France broke in with clothes on to a high-end furniture showroom. He was going to steal designer lamps and small decorative items.
How much money is he getting out of that?
Yeah, but it's an expensive...
Okay.
It's an expensive store. He decided before he began his spree to sit down on a $20,000 couch. Ooh. He was like, I never got to sit on a $20,000 couch before. Guess what? It's comfortable.
Sure, yeah.
He fell immediately into a deep, deep sleep. Where he was discovered the next morning by the manager coming in going, hey.
What?
Where are your pants?
Oh. No, he had them on.
No, but he took them off to take a nap.
Maybe he's like,
who naps
so
with
cozy.
Pants on? That's a psycho move. Yeah, so his little nap cost him. He's going to jail. They called the police. Which doesn't sound like this. It sounds like...
Wee, wee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.